The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. 323-835-1123, politicalbombshell.cf. So, I did go yesterday to see Venom, so I'll talk about that, about my thoughts on it. You can't always go by reviews. You really can't, because they will steer you wrong. Today's topic is going to be quite simple. We need tougher laws on people that report fake sexual crimes. That's it. It needs to be done. Everyone needs to write their congressmen, congresswomen, senators, governors, mayors. We need to get things changed. It's not in a fair direction. It really isn't. So, it needs to be done. It definitely needs to be done.
Things are looking bright for one of Marvel Comics' darkest characters. While critics have used their reviews to tear Venom limb from stretchy limb, the film-going masses appear to really be growing attached to the symbiotic superhero movie. And they've unexpectedly sent the film's audience approval rating soaring on Rotten Tomatoes. By the end of Venom's opening weekend, the Sony Pictures production was sporting a surprisingly stellar 89% audience approval score on Rotten Tomatoes, a huge difference compared to its much lower critical score on the site.
So, I definitely agree that, and I have not yet to do it, but I'm going to be one of these casual moviegoers who are going to go back to Rotten Tomatoes site, and I'm going to give it a higher score. Okay, so the good things I liked about Venom, and I'm not giving any spoilers, but the good parts, I like the interaction with Eddie and Venom. That was like the best parts. I really enjoyed their going back and forth. It was really well done, and he's a great actor, so it really worked out well. Bad, I would say his girlfriend, there wasn't any on-screen chemistry. It was being forced, and she didn't really play the role that well to me. And the villain, he wasn't that charismatic. He was kind of boring. So I guess what I'm saying is in Venom 2, they should just keep Tom Hardy. He should be the only one that they keep in the sequel. And someone else that I'm not going to mention because I don't want to do spoilers. And the effects, that needs to definitely be a little bit better. But it was a fun movie to watch. It was funny. It was exciting. Putting all that aside, I would give it a 7 out of 10. I liked it a lot. So, would I go see it? Yes. Again? Yes. I would go see it again. So, was I blown away like I was with the Avengers Infinity War? No, I wasn't blown away like that. But it was a great, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Okay, so putting that aside, now let's get on to some news here. And October hurricane heads to Florida. I did a breaking news yesterday, I believe, telling you that that the hurricane was coming. So just tune in to your local news and do what you need to do. If you need to evacuate, evacuate. A lot of hurricane news. Let's refresh. Okay, so limo owner in horror crash, ex-FBI informant. Let's see what this is about. Wow. This doesn't sound very good at all. From the Daily Mail. Shahid Hussein is the owner of Prestige Limousines, also known as Hasi Limos. It was one of his cars that crashed in upstate New York on Saturday, killing 20. The vehicle failed a safety inspection last month, and the company has had 4 others taken off the road. Wow. It's a limo company that I definitely don't want to use. They should be out of business. Hussein, who also goes by Malik, worked as an FBI informant after being caught running the DMV scam, where he helped test takers' chest in 2007. Wait, let me repeat that. He was an FBI informant after being caught running a DMV scam where he helped test takers cheat in 2007. I don't know why I said chest. No idea. But he started going underground, undercover, in mosques in Newburgh and New York to record conversations with alleged terrorists. The owner of the limousine company behind Saturday's horror crash, which killed 20 people, in a former FBI informant who went under, Saeed Hussein was 62. Yep, Prestige Limousines. I've seen them around. It's a limousine company I'm not gonna be frequenting. I don't know, they should be out of business. The limos failed inspections, and are you kidding me? Yeah, not touching them. No sirree. Drive-by shooting sparks chaotic series of Drive-by shooting sparks chaotic series of collisions on CA highway. I'm a little bit tired, folks. You gotta excuse my not seeing apparently not seeing well. Sacramento police are continuing to investigate a drive-by shooting and a car crash that happened earlier Saturday morning in Sacramento. CHP said that just before 4 a.m. Saturday, a Toyota was driven southbound on Highway 99 just north of 12th Avenue. An unknown vehicle drove alongside the passenger side of the Toyota and began shooting at the Toyota and its four occupants for unknown reasons. The driver of the Toyota repeatedly ducked to avoid the gunfire, which caused his car to swerve and hit a concrete retaining wall and overturn. According to CHP, the four occupants were able to climb out of the upside-down Toyota, and the suspect vehicle fled southbound on Highway 99. The driver did not suffer any injuries and stayed at the scene. The three passengers left the scene, and CHP did not know the extent of their injuries. So, drive-by shooting, Sacramento, California. House of filth. 71 beagles crammed in small home. Let's see if we have any. This is in Allentown, Pennsylvania. This is horrible. I could see it. It's not good. This is horrible. I could see it's a picture they got off of Facebook video that shows the rescued beagles at Lehigh County Humane Society. What were they doing with 71 beagles? So animal welfare workers say 71 beagles have been removed from deplorable conditions in the Pennsylvania home. Barbara Morgan, an officer with the Lehigh County Humane Society, tells the Morning Call she expects to file charges against the owner of the home near Allentown where the dogs were discovered. Many of the dogs were sickly and underweight. Two were found dead. It's horrible. Staffers were called to the home over the noise complaints. Morgan tells WFMZ-TV she'd never seen so many dogs squeezed into such a small space. That's crazy. Did they arrest the owner? A former Boiling Spring man is one of the 20 people killed. Oh, this is about the limo thing. Okay, so it's not saying if they arrested anyone, so I guess not. I guess not. Hazmat crews called in after sticky substance found in church offering plate. Sticky, so, like what? What is going on here? Let's see. Why would people do things like this? This was in Texas. Grapevine, Texas. Several people were evaluated at a church in Grapevine after a sticky substance was found on money given as an offering. Authorities responded to Fellowship Church Sunday afternoon when several people fell ill after counting offerings. Crews on the scene said the money felt sticky. At least one person went to the hospital on their own accord. The church employee was released from the hospital without any issues. The Grapevine Fire Chief said hazmat teams were called as a precaution. They suited up and tested the room and the money in the envelope. Nothing hit as far as being hazardous materials. We called the postal inspector. They will have that tested. So, who knows what it was? No idea. No idea at all. Claim humans. Okay, I read this yesterday. My news. I read about the human face extension because of sperm count. I read that yesterday. Let's see. Boston breathing easier after major raid on MS-13. Let's see. MS-13, isn't that a gang, I think? Yeah, MS-13 gang. So, the streets are quieter these days in East Boston, but the marchers still gather in front of the police precinct house, as they have nearly every Thursday evening for the past 4 summers, after a rash of brutal killings and attempted murders by the violent street gang MS-13 struck fear into residents of this majority Latin American neighborhood. They really need to go. And you have Democrats in California, I think it was Sacramento, when ICE was called in, she was protecting them. What a sicko. I forget her name. Democrats are evil. They really are. LA immigrant who spent months in detention describes harsh conditions in California facility. Don't care. Don't care. Deputies stopped thousands of innocent Latinos on freeway in hopes of their next drug bust. They stopped thousands of innocent Latinos, really? Let's see. Let's read this. This is coming from the Gazette Extra. Let's see. This is from the Los Angeles Times. Don't know how much I trust it, but here we go. The team of Los Angeles County Sheriffs, the deputies, cruises the 5 freeway, stopping motorists on the Grapevine in search of cars carrying drugs. They've worked the mountain pass in Southern California since 2012 and boast a large haul, more than a ton of methamphetamine, 2 tons of marijuana, 600 pounds of cocaine, millions of dollars in suspected drug money, and more than 1,000 arrests. That's a lot of drugs. But behind those impressive numbers are some troubling ones. More than two-thirds of the drivers pulled over by domestic highway enforcement team were Latino, according to Los Angeles Times analysts of sheriff's department data. And sheriff's deputies searched the vehicles of more than 3,500 drivers who turned out to be no drugs or other legal items. Analysts found the overwhelming majority of these were Latino. Several of the team's big drug busts have been dismissed in federal court as the credibility of some deputies came under fire, and judges ruled that the deputies violated the rights of the motorists by conducting unconstitutional searches. The Times analyzed data from every traffic stop recorded by the team from 2012 through the end of last year, more than 9,000 stops in all, and reviewed records from hundreds of court cases, among its findings. Did anyone watch The Walking Dead premiere? I forgot to mention that yesterday, Monday. I forgot to mention that. Yesterday I forgot. Is anyone still watching it? I have to see it through. I invested so many years in watching it. I have to see it through. Rarely do I ever give up on a series when I put years in. For instance, the American Horror Story. Once they started in, when they said I never the season when they said they were gonna when they were talking about what basically they were it was like a political thing against Trump. That one I don't know what season, but that's when I stopped watching. I usually never stop investing in a series of a that I liked, and I really liked American Horror Stories, but that killed it with Lady Stinker in there. So I stopped watching it, and I'm not planning on going back. There was another one on Showtime. I forget the guy's name. He also plays War Hero or War Dog or whatever it is in The Avengers. Him. He had a series I used to like, and then when he came up with his Never Trump anti-Trumpism, I completely abandoned that series. I really enjoyed that series too. I can't even remember the name of the series. So it is rare that I abandon the series. Who else? What else did I abandon? I can't remember. There's not many I've abandoned. You can be leftist, but I don't watch a show because I care about your politics. It's not like I'm tuning into to Michael Savage. Because I know what I'm getting there. I'm going there to listen to his political opinions. I'm not looking for political opinions from an actor, an actress, a musician. I'm not looking for that. So I will abandon your butt. So anyway, I lost my train of thought there. So okay, I don't remember what I was talking about. Anyway. That's what a glass of wine will do for you. Okay, deputies. Okay, I read that already. Border patrol spreads thin. I don't even want to talk about that. That's irritating. To make a long story short, I took the test to be a border patrol. They said that my age, because of my age, I could be exempted. They would still accept me. Aced the test. Then they said they're not accepting me because of the age. I was so mad. I was ready to relocate and get out of this end, but I guess it wasn't meant to be. I guess it was not meant to be. Cops find 25,000 in stolen tequila after man advertised on social media. People are stupid, 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 stupid. You're dumb, you're a fool, you're an idiot, stupid, stupid, stupid. Why in the Sam Hill would you advertise on face social media your stealings? This idiot. You fool, you're a moron, you mute, a bum, a fool. Texas police find nearly 25,000 in stolen tequila after man advertised on social media. Without reading the article, how much money you want to bet he advertised on Facebook? Just a guess, but let's see here. Laredo police made an arrest Thursday after finding more than 1,000 bottles of tequila. I hate tequila, by the way. Not that I hate it. For some reason, no matter how expensive or how cheap, so I don't want you to say, oh, because you had cheap tequila. Even the expensive tequila does this to me. It's a chemical reaction, I think. I get the most vicious headache after drinking any tequila, so I stay away from tequila. But, so officers found Patron tequila. I had that, and I couldn't, it did the same thing, gave me a headache. So officers found the Patron tequila valued at more than $24,500 after a man started advertising massive sales on social media pages, police said in Facebook post. See, I told you. They tracked the sales to Lorado home, where they found numerous cases of tequila as well as a loaded 357 caliber Taurus revolver. Where the heck did he steal it from? It doesn't say where. Oh, authorities arrested Manuel Alejandro Martinez Fernandez. What is with Hispanics having four or five digit name? One, two, three, four. Jeez, I thought I had a long name with three. First name, middle initial, and last name. This guy's got Manuel Alejandro Martinez Fernandez. Goodness gracious. On a federal charge of being an illegal alien in possession of a firearm. And he was an illegal alien at that. Charges for the tequila theft are pending, police said. Oh my. Oh my. What a bold illegal he is. Wowee. BTW? Did I mention BTW? Build a wall already. Build it. Build the wall. I can't believe this. Unbelievable. Alligator found swimming in Lake Michigan. Let's see, where did the alligator come from? By the way, alligator meat tastes awesome. I'm just saying. Everyone says that that people always say that meat that you never tasted before always tastes like chicken. I don't know why that is, but this is actually true. It really does taste legit like chicken. But anyway, this 4 foot caiman alligator was rescued Monday from Lake Michigan after someone reported it swimming near Waukegan, Illinois. It is not every day someone reports an alligator in Lake Michigan, and the report is true. Someone must have dumped it there, I'm guessing. People do crazy things, like I've seen on YouTube, legit. I don't know how this people are evil. You in the middle of the ocean, you seen an elephant swimming for its life. It's in the middle of the ocean. Someone must have dumped it there. How the heck would an elephant get in the middle of an ocean? I've really seen this with my own eyes. It's so people are so bad. Eventually, that elephant is gonna drown. It's gonna get too tired and it's too heavy. It's heavy. It's gonna drown. That stuff like that makes me so angry. It really does. So evacuations is ordered because of the hurricane that's coming. And let's see, John Mayer need new mail contract. I don't know what that is. Don't care. Drug dealers flood the city. I read that yesterday. Why is this stuff repeating? Why is it repeating? It's always with my Navy officer wins trans bodybuilding contest. I don't even want to read this. I'm not going to. Because if you a biological man and you get your wee wee cut off and you go in a contest with real women, who you think is going to win? So pathetic. I'm not gonna read it. UN report on global warming carries life or death warning. Get out of my face with your BS caca. Suggested 240 per gallon in gas tax. Trump blasts terrible Chicago crime, urges stop and frisk. Size matter. Here we go. They're talking about the sperm count thing. They just changed it up, the story. But why did they change it to this? Let's just see if it's the same story. Size really does matter when it comes to fertility. Okay. I'm doing one of the things that they say kill the fertility. I'm having a glass of wine. And that is not allowed. Not allowed. No wine for you, Red. No. Okay, I'm getting a little bit silly. Getting a little bit silly here. Silly Billy. Silly, silly, silly Billy. Silly Billy. Silly, silly Billy, silly. Silly Billy. Silly, silly Billy, Billy. Silly Billy. Silly Billy, silly Billy. Silly Billy. I don't know why I keep saying, okay, stop it. You're getting really silly. Back after these messages.
The Fed's closing on my house tonight. Not an email to be seen. A kingdom of corruption, and it looks like I'm the queen. The lies keep building from this dishonesty inside. Couldn't keep it in. The media is paid to lie. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the devil you always have to be. Conceal and steal, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't blame Russia anymore. Let it go, let it go. Gonna make World War IV. I don't care what the facts may say. Yes, I've had people killed. Prison never bothered me anyway. Pay to play donations makes everyone my pawn. Constitutional laws and control me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do. I'll be like Hitler and show you. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free, yeah. Let it burn, let it burn. I'll start the fire and then go hide. Let it burn, let it burn. You can't imagine how much I've lied. So here I stand, and here I'll stay. Let the Donald rage on. We just like a Sunday.
I remember landing under sniper fire. That is what happened.
Our folks on the ground were in danger. I don't find it funny at all.
If you search for treacherous, it isn't hard to find when Crooked Hillary has the support she needs to fit.
She had never received any emails from our classified.
But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. And from the Clintons, it always seems so hard to give. Dishonesty is such a perfect word, for Hillary is so untrue.
Do you think New York State should recognize gay marriage?
This is wrong.
And honesty is never ever heard, not what we will get from her.
There were over 60,000 emails that were not related to my work.
It's always hard to find someone, even in the FBI, to file charges against Slippery Hillary.
We cannot bring criminal charges,
but we don't need some ugly face to tell us ugly lies. All we want is someone we can believe. Dishonesty is such a perfect word. Hillary is so untrue. Is hardly ever heard. She lies until her face is blue.
Marriage is a sacred bond between a man and a woman.
Diane Sawyer was apparently quick to defend her and her husband's.
The media gives her cover, along with her lying friends. She gets safety and security until the bitter end.
As Attorney General, it would be inappropriate.
Loretta Lynch can't comfort us with false promises again. I know.
We know.
She
blows.
Benghazi found her deep in lies. She wasn't too concerned. She blamed a stupid video and said, "What difference does it make?" But when the United States needs security, tell me where else can we turn? Crooked Hillary, you know we can't depend upon. Honesty is such a lonely word. Hillary is so untrue. Dishonesty is always what we've heard, and prison is what we need for you.
And I represented New York on 9/11. I represented Wall Street.
We were attacked where Wall Street is.
I have been very consistent over the course of my entire life. I have always fought for the same values and principles.
You were against same-sex marriage, now you're for it. You defended President Obama's immigration policies, now you say they're too harsh. You supported his trade deal, now suddenly you're against it.
Hostile actors gained access to Secretary Clinton's personal email account.
You can live with a protest about a video. That won't hurt you, but a terrorist attack will. So you can't be square with the American people.
Hi there, how are you? Mr. Blyden here. Welcome back. Let's continue, shall we? UN report on global warming we talked about already. Trump blasts terrible Chicago crime, urges to stop and frisk, talked about that. UFO over Myrtle Beach, video catches mysterious lights. I wonder if this is the same one from NASA. I don't think so. It sounds different. Let's see. Let's take a look at it, and I will let you know what I think. Okay, it's got some commercials going right now. Come on. Time-lapse video taken from pier in Myrtle Beach appears to show mysterious lights hovering above Myrtle Beach. I see some lights flashing in the clouds, but I can't tell definitively what it is. I can't tell. Yeah, I can't tell what it is. So I'm not gonna say it is. I just don't know what it is. I don't. It's definitely something that I haven't had time to follow up on this yet, about the 5G using the same EMS wave as Pentagon crowd control. I have to definitely do an intensive research on that report, because that don't sound too good. If that's what 5G brings, I don't want it. I don't want it at all. Screw this alpha BS. John Mayer need new mail contract. Okay, I don't care. Musician shot, robbed just before show. Which musician is this? Aaron Lee of band Red Daughters shot in the street. Looks, that's sad. I hope he wasn't killed. I don't think he was killed, so thank God he survived. Okay, so we did the list of poorest to richest states already. The news just seems to be mixed up, and I don't like this news reader I have here. This news feeder. Rise of obesity, diabetes could exacerbate flu pandemics. Dems first 2020 debut only months away. And what else do we got here? Nothing much. Okay, let's see what else we have here in the news. Bolsonaro, tsunami swells far right party in Brazil Congress. What else? Web fueling new conditions. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. But I do know that. Is anyone watching Better Call Saul? Because it's an amazing show, I have to tell you. I am loving the show. Did anyone see the season finale last night? Or is anyone watching Lodge? I can't think of the name of it. It follows the new show this year. I can't remember the name of it, honestly. What the heck was the name of that show? Lodge something, Lodge 49. I can't think of it. Anyway, that was a good show. I like it. That was season one, and I liked it. I thought it was a good show. I thought it was a really good show, honestly. I can't remember any of the actors' names, but I know that it's a really good show. I enjoyed it a lot, so. Facebook stifles ads for film on abortion monster Kermit Gonsnell. Why am I not surprised by this? They claim to be neutral, but they are not. Clearly, they're not neutral. In the face of Russian attempts to sow discord, Facebook has attempted to take on the mantle of benevolent dictator. The social media giant has issued bans and threats for small reasons, and occasionally memory hold other content for bigger ones. Never mind that those actions all seem to move in one direction. Facebook is just looking out for you. On May 24th, Facebook expanded its dedication to providing content as it sees fit to boost and promote. Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer, found itself being censored by the tech giant. The maker of the film says Facebook is refusing to allow them to promote their film. Facebook says their problems are due to not being a verified page. Oh, brother. Gosnell, the story of infamous abortionist Kermit Gosnell, opens October 12th. Its producer, Phelim McLear, naturally wants to publicize the film as much as possible. So he told me why he made the film. And yeah, if Facebook isn't gonna help you, they're not. While we're on Sucky Zucky, cameras follows you around the room. It's still talking about Gosnell. Let's see. New Facebook portal camera follows you around the room. Yeah, I don't know that I like this at all. Facebook has announced the rollout of its portal smart speakers, which it brags have a camera that can automatically follow users around the room, becoming the largest company to enter the smart speaker market after Amazon Alexa and Google Home. Facebook rolled out a pair of voice-controlled devices that are optimized for video calling. Portal smart camera follows the action, keeping you in frame and everyone in view, states the promo of the product. The technology led some people to draw comparisons to George Orwell's 1984, and a quote from the book illustrates creepy similarities. The telescreen received a transmitted simultaneously any sound Winston made. Okay, yeah, this is too much. It's too much. I talked about artificial intelligence. This is coming from InfoWars, by the way. InfoWars. Yeah, it's not good. Not good at all. I don't like it. Not one bit. Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg.
Of its kind, an intelligent machine with the ultimate intent to conquer all and reign supreme. Go online, have a look, buy a Zuck, they are in beta, so there is a few small bugs like constant misuse of your data.
Zuckerberg. Google exposed the user data, feared repercussions of disclosing to the public. Google opt not to disclose the user that is discovery of a bug that gave outside developers access to private data. It found no evidence of misuse. Yeah, right, right. Google is filthy as they come. They are. They really are dirty. Dirty, dirty, dirty. Google, Google, Google. Exec slammed Republicans. F you all to hell. What is this all about? Google exec slams GOP over Kavanaugh nomination. F you all to hell. A design led at Google has slammed Republicans in angry Twitter rant over nomination of now Justice Brett Kavanaugh. You are finished at GOP. You polish the final nail for your own coffins. F you all to hell, wrote David Hugh Saturday in the now deleted tweet. I hope the last images burned into your slimy, evil, treasonous retinas are millions of women laughing and clapping and celebrating as your souls descend into flames, he added. No, F you. You're the slimy, stinking, dirty, filthy one, Google.
Too much to say.
Okay, she's back. Here we go again. Hillary Clinton coughs uncontrollably at Mansfield College requests water. What is wrong, Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton was spotted Monday ahead of the unveiling of the statue of Eleanor Roosevelt outside the Bonavero Institute in Mansfield College. So the twice-failed presidential hopeful sputtered her way through Mansfield College earlier Monday, coughing up a lung. She's making me cough. Clinton was coughing so uncontrollably, she requested a glass of water. Let's see if she's still coughing. Is she still coughing? It's 2 minutes later. Let's see if she's still coughing. All right. That's disgusting. Go wash your hands, lady. Go wash your hands. Okay, so she still has a problem, apparently. Netflix addict checks into treatment. Wow. I'm not a Netflix addict. I watch occasionally. In fact, when I always go back, they say, "Welcome back, Rayshawn." Because I don't really go on there unless it's something that I need to binge watch. Like Iron Fist. I started to binge watch it. I didn't finish binge watching that. Iron Fist 2, rather. Iron Fist 2. Let's see. This seems to be a police dog turns on officer. I think this is a pretty old story. Why is it saying it came out 24 minutes ago? I'm pretty sure I read something like this before. Let me see if it's the same one. I gotta tell you, this stupid news feeder is the worst. Police dog attacks officer on a call. Another officer had to kill it. I don't know. Maybe it's a different one. Texas police dog serving an arrest warrant with officers Friday at Waco, Texas home suddenly turned and bit the handler, forcing another officer to fatally shoot the dog. Yeah, maybe it's a different one, I don't know. It's sad. I've always heard that about German Shepherds for some reason. That they will sometimes attack and Doberman Pinschers. Rig system complaints grow louder on the left. Ocasio-Cortez Electoral College, shadow of slavery power. You're a witch. Walmart to create original TV programming. Kavanaugh hires Supreme Court's first all-woman law clerk team. This happened 2 hours ago. Poll independents disapprove Dem nomination handling by 28-point margin. NBA star wanted in Turkey could be withheld from game in London. Inmates escapes in trash. Opposition say government murdered jail lawmaker. Uber driver death marks 7th for hire driver suicide in year. Protesters clawed doors while Kavanaugh was sworn in. Idiots. Foolish moron. Idiot fools. Foolish morons. Okay. I think I had enough of them, and that's enough news. When I come back, I'll get into some sound bites, and the sound bites is actually, most of it is going to be dovetailing in what I wanted to talk about in the first place, and that is stricter laws and stricter punishment on people who report fake sex crimes. is need to be done.
Work, work. Slap squad. You used to call me on my big phone. Late night when you need cheap jobs. Call me on my big phone. Fix your sink, I do any jobs. Of course I came illegally. Doing jobs for any fee. Of course I came illegally. I'm doing jobs for any fee. And my brickers, we just work. Brica. Working in all these track suits. Drunk at work, I fight my nephews. He kissed a boy, I was so confused. All my cousins come to the country now.
So many cousins.
10 of us sleep in one bedroom. Spooning Pavel, my dick at heart. Now I confuse more than ever before. To call me on my brick phone.
Brica.
Late night when you need cheap jobs. Call me on my brick phone. Fix your sink, I do any jobs. Of course I came illegally.
No passport.
Doing jobs for any fee.
Fix your car.
Of course I came illegally.
Your wife.
I'm doing jobs for any fee. These days there is not much work. I'm squatting waiting for some work. I just wanna fix a door now. I just wanna wash a car now. Who is doing all the jobs now? Why is no one call my phone? My drill is feeling all alone now. I'm waiting on the road. I just want to build a home. Drinking beer all alone. Outside the store I'm eating a raw chicken. You used to call me on my brick phone.
Nokia.
Late night when you need cheap jobs. Call me on my brick phone. Fix your sink, I do any jobs. Of course I came illegally. Doing jobs for anything. Of course I came illegally.
What's your car?
I'm doing jobs for any
dance, let's dance. Right foot forward, left foot forward. Now dance.
So co-producer, we meant it's that. Where's the ton cat? Liz the one. Only thing he's good at is stupid catchphrases like
another one.
Yeah.
Where's the bomb, man?
Who doesn't rap sing on me beats because he's useless? Who's only talent is stealing finished music and then chatting and taking credit?
Did you get it?
He's the one, yeah. Coffee mist from his Snapchats.
Being dumb.
Drops and bombs, but he's not black. His IQ is one.
Yeah, yeah. We both. I'm the only guy, amigos. That anyone in the world knows.
Oh, no.
I'm only on this because Future said no.
Say no.
So the Travis got Gucci, man, and Mike Jones.
Mike.
It's obvious the Khaled is a fame slut. Without Jimmy on this, it would have made 10 bucks. He look like a Drake got him bladed with the pump. He causes earthquakes when he jumps.
Who's the most nonsensical, annoying man on earth, cat? Liz the one, yeah.
Another one.
When he dances, he looks like an overweight bird cat.
Liz
the one, yeah.
Another one.
Damn, his entire life is a giant pot of placement. This video is just a blatant half of fake pants. He Snapchatted his girl giving birth.
That's my style.
DJ Khaled, he's a living, breathing meme.
Another one.
Sir, you need to stop eating.
I'll say when I'm done.
Okay, though. Don't know why I did this mainstream song. Is it my image supposed to be underground and raw? This beat so poppy, it could have been used by Elton John. Oh no, here comes Wayne's verse, he sounds like an auto-tune
funk. Yeah, give me one
getting so filthy rich from our talent.
Yeah, you're a brick.
We're the only reason this song's such a big hit. You've done jack shit, we want justice.
Yeah, bless up, you know what, you're right, I'm gonna fix this. But before I do, all of you take these butter sticks and rub them on your bodies, do it.
Oh shit,
that's perfect, yeah. Now lay down in the hot sun.
Yum, yum, yum.
Do not move till you're well done.
Yum, 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 yum.
Another one.
Major meat alert! I ate the meat of Chance Quavo, Wayne and JB!
I got breast music!
Another one.
Hi, welcome back. Let's get into some of these sound bites. And let's start with like the title of the show today, or main monologue, is about put more pressure on people who, you know, report false sexual crimes. And so a lot of these sound bites are going to be news stories of men who were wrongfully accused and many of them jailed for lots of time. And it's just not right. The women who did this, nothing happens to them. It's not right at all. I don't understand how we live in a society where this is even happening. But let's start off with this one here.
A Texas man is one step closer to freedom this morning after recent DNA testing cleared him of a rape in 1990. Michael Phillips has spent 12 years in prison after entering a plea deal that his attorney advised him to take. On Friday, a Dallas judge ruled his conviction should be vacated after the city's district attorney found evidence linking the crime to another man. Phillips says faith has guided him through the ordeal.
My father God that got me through this. That's all I got to say. That says it speaks for itself. Pick up his book. It's truthful. See you through anything.
And I have to agree with him there. You know, God will definitely see you through anything. God knows he's seen me through a lot in my time. So, yeah, that was definitely, he's definitely in a better place now. He's where he's supposed to be, out of jail. He was wrongfully accused and spent 12 years in prison. And the woman, nothing happens to her. Nothing at all. I don't understand. I really don't. So apparently, Christine's Ford lawyer now has to lawyer up. I wonder why that is. I wonder why this slime ball has to lawyer up. Let's see.
Breaking: Christine Ford's lawyer now has to lawyer up. You know you have an issue when your own lawyer needs to lawyer up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what Great American Republic is reporting has happened to Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's team. Her lawyer and retired FBI DOJ Special Agent Monica McClain have allegedly been engaged in what many are saying could be construed as witness tampering.
Huh.
Reports are now surfacing that Dr. Ford had her high school friend, who is a retired FBI DOJ Special Agent by the name of Monica McClain, which is also a lawyer, involved with her and present for her Senate testimony.
Unbelievable.
But thanks to Wall Street Journal's fair and honest reporting, we are now starting to discover that lawyer McClain was so integral to the conspiracy that she tried to lean on a key witness to clarify her statements.
Huh. Why am I not surprised by it? I mean, it's obvious that they made everything up. So now, let's go on to a college student who falsely accused of rape. And this stuff is just sad. Sad that this stuff is going on. Sad that people are being all right, where is my sound? Pardon me, where is my sound bite? Huh. Interesting. You trying to, I can't find my sound bite. Hold on here. I better put it in a different folder. Let's see if I am right. Da, da, da. Yeah, da, 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 da. And, huh. I don't see it. Oh, here it is. Thought you would hide from me. This puts you here where you belong. And here we go. Cue this up. And here we go.
Hi, Martha. At the time, Nikki Uvino was attending Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut. She claimed the incident happened at an off-campus party, that two Sacred Heart football players pulled her into a bathroom, took turns holding her down, and sexually assaulted her. Uvino claimed she repeatedly told the men she didn't want to be there, that she had friends waiting for her outside, and to please let her go. Both men admitted having sex with her, but said it was consensual. The players were not arrested, but one lost his scholarship, and both said they were pressured to leave school while they awaited disciplinary action. Then Nikki Uvino drastically changed her story, admitting in a sworn statement that she made the whole thing up because, quote, it was the first thing that came to mind, and she didn't want to lose another male student as a friend and potential boyfriend. Huh. The document goes on to say Uvino hoped that when the other student heard the allegation, it would, quote, make him angry and sympathetic to her.
Wow, talk about my manipulative puta. Unbelievable. Unfreaking real. And you Me Too movement and this so-called rape culture that you guys say exists. There's no rape culture. We don't accept rape in this country. Yes, rapes happen, but it's not culturally fashionable. So with this, this one really angers me. A father beats up a teenager who caught him in the act molesting his 11-year-old. This one is sick, and he beat the crap out of him, and he should have done more. But you should see the guy's face. I saw the video, the picture, beat him up real good. And this was someone he trusted, babysat his 11-year-old son, and he caught him in the act. That's really sick. Let's play it.
A beaten and bruised Raymond Frohlander stood before a judge and didn't say a word during his first appearance in court. Daytona Beach police arresting Frohlander for sexually assaulting an 11-year-old boy. His face severely bruised after the boy's father caught him in the act and then beat him unconscious. This phone call to 911 happened shortly after.
I just walked in and found a grown man molesting me, and I got him in a bloody puddle for you right now, officer.
Okay, sir, well, sir.
You discover that he has been sexually abusing him in your home. You know, father did what a father had to do.
And so he did. I would never want to be in that position, because honestly, I think I would be going to jail, because I wouldn't have just beat him unconscious. I would have, well, anyway. This next one here. A girl falsely accused a father of rape. This is also very sickening, because it's the mother's to blame. I'm just speculating, but the mother may have had a gripe to grind with the, axe to grind with the father, and made the little girl say that the father did that. And this was sickening how much time he got. And even though they came forward to say that they lied, they still don't want to let the man out of jail. I don't understand society at all. This is sickening, very sickening.
Shania Kelly was just 9 years old when she falsely accused her father, Daryl Kelly, of rape. 16 years later, he's still incarcerated, and Shania says she was pressured into making the accusation.
16 years.
She asked me, did my father touch me? I was like, what do you mean? She was like, you know, did he touch you in your no-no spot? And I would repeatedly say no.
But Shania says her mother was irrational and irate.
She told me, if you don't tell me the answer that I want to hear, I'm going to beat you.
Daryl Kelly was sentenced to 20 to 40 years in prison, even though there was no physical evidence of a crime.
Wow. Despite Shania's statement that in her campaign that she was not raped by her father, in addition to her mother also signing an affidavit that this did not take place.
It's the mother's fault to begin with. Why do you make the little girl lie? Stuff like this makes me so angry. So angry. It really infuriates me to have to to this thing, these things like this shouldn't happen. Oh man. So a man walks out of jail free after the rape charges was dropped by and he said the justice system failed him, and so it did. Let's hear what his story is. Again, I'm doing this for all you naysayers who say the women don't lie about these things. Why would they? Well, I've played a lot of stories so far here.
Everyone in my family thinks I'm a sex offender. They think I'm a rapist. Everyone does.
Scott Espinosa was facing 35 years in prison. He was convicted of 6 felonies, including rape by force and pimping. Police said the victim was 14 years old, but she wasn't. In fact, much of the case against Espinosa wasn't as it seemed.
And there is a bunch of guys in the living room.
San Diego police taped an interview of the alleged victim.
There's 10 of them there.
She said 10 customers, Johns, waited to take their turn inside of Espinosa's apartment. 2 men at a time, the victim told police. She also said Espinosa held her captive. Lawyer Laura Wilson shadowed the defense in this case because she said she is considering going into criminal law. She listened to the police tapes.
She comes back the second interview, 2 days later, where the prosecutor even asked her about these 10 men. And she said, that never happened. She said, I must have dreamt that.
And someone innocent ends up in jail because she decided to lie about something. And nothing happened to these women. This is what angers me the most. Nothing happens to them. They just get away with it. They're like, oops, my bad. And that's it. They get away with it. Here's another one. A man wrongfully accused in North End sex assault demanding apology. Let's see what this one, where this one goes. I mean, all this is just so wrong.
Demanding an apology after he was wrongfully accused in the attack. News Center 5's Rondella Richardson tells us why it's up to him if he wants his name removed from documents linking him to that case.
This could have been prevented.
The 26-year-old tax accountant wrongfully accused would have to go to court to have charges expunged from his record, as Ross Currier is still waiting for a formal apology from law enforcement. He's fighting for his reputation.
Unbelievable. So the law enforcement, they screwed up, yet they can't expunge anything from your record. You have to go back there. I don't understand how the law even works like that. They screwed up and they can't take it off of your record. Are you kidding me? Here's another one. Man wrongfully convicted of rape reunites with prison dog. This one was a touching story. After 38 years. This is a sad one.
After spending 38 years behind bars, Malcolm Alexander, who was wrongfully convicted, was released and reunited with his best friend from prison. As part of the Angola prison program, Malcolm raised a 9-month-old canine, In, who he named after his innocence.
So, that was a touching story, but nothing's good about any of these stories. It's bad. I don't understand. Women who do these things is pure evil. There's no other way of putting it. It's just pure evil to do that to a man. And you have Pamela Anderson. She's now defending men that's falsely accused of rape. So this is rare that you have a celebrity defending men. And especially a female.
Sweden has these very progressive laws, and it's almost too progressive. It's almost paralyzing. Where I'm going to actually start campaigning for men who've been victims of being accused of rape when they haven't done anything, because it really.
And just to bring this into context, before you met Julian, you were involved in women's charities, protecting women.
And I still, you know, we all, of course, gravitate to vulnerable people, and we consider that to be women and children first and foremost, which is important, of course. But there are also a lot of men who.
It's true. A lot of men who are wrongfully accused, and there's not many people jumping to their defense. So it's very noble of her. Very noble of her. What else we got here? I want to talk about the former ACLU VP. He's talking about reasons why the left hijacked the ACLU. I don't like the ACLU, I'll be honest. I don't like them at all. Let's hear what the former VP has to say about the new ACLU.
I was proudest of the ACLU when the ACLU resisted fascism, when it stood up to the mob. Now the ACLU has become the mob, and it has become what it is not supposed to be. It's supposed to stand up to the mob. It's supposed to stand for freedom and individual liberty. It's supposed to stand for the presumption of innocence. And it doesn't make assumptions. It makes the presumption that a person is presumed to be innocent unless he is proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. In terms of civil matter, the person is innocent unless there's a preponderance of the evidence.
This is true. This is true. And ACLU simply does not do that. So it's clear to me where they stand. And finally, Judge Kavanaugh was sworn in yesterday. And President Trump, he did something that I thought that was really, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say classy, but it was heartfelt what he did. It was very, very much heartfelt. And he apologized to Judge Kavanaugh and his family. That was really heartfelt. I watched it and he meant it. He meant it. So let's just play that clip of the president apologizing.
I would like to begin tonight's proceeding differently than perhaps any other event of such magnitude. On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure. Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception. What happened to the Kavanaugh family violates every notion of fairness, decency, and due process. Our country, a man or a woman, must always be presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty.
And there's nothing more I can say on that. Absolutely correct. Absolutely 1,000% correct. And obviously we know that did not happen. We definitely know that did not happen. This was not the case. And it was backwards. It was guilty until proven innocent. So that's basically it in a nutshell. I really do think we need to have stricter laws though. More punishment on people that falsely accuse people of heinous crimes such as rape. It's got to be done. It's just too much. And I could have pulled a lot more sound, but it was just too much of sound. I made my point that it does happen quite a bit, and it's not fair. So I shall see you on Hump Day. Political corruption. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all to corrupt him. Political bomb, political bomb. So come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb, so come on people, let's go.